guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here, as always, my co-host and buddy,
Graham K. How's it going, everybody? Thank you so much for listening. We are back with another week of Autastic. Kirk Smith is on a ship. I'm not sure if you can hear it in the background. I heard island drums at one point.
Ooh, yeah, you did hear a little bit of...
I think I hear like maybe an engine or something, or, you know.
Yeah, maybe so, a diesel, a little diesel action.
Yeah. Are you in a stairwell? Where are you? I picture you just like stowed away.
I am outdoors on the 10th deck looking at the beautiful Atlantis Hotel. It's bright pink, flamingo pink. I've never been. I don't know if you've ever been, but yeah.
I've never been. No, I've seen it from far away. I usually just go get food on shore. I don't go to Nassau when I'm there on a boat, to be honest, very often.
Yeah, there's not much happening here.
Not much happening. One time I rented a scooter, and I'd never ridden a motorcycle before, and I almost died.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. The guy gave me a helmet with a huge repair in it. Just a massive repair. And someone, I'm sure, had died in it. And then he was like, put this on. And then as I was leaving, he was like, hey, man, just so you know, we drive on the left. I was like, oh, God. No.
That sounds about right. And the helmet's been pre-tested.
Yeah. And then I went over a big bridge there. And I checked out Atlantis with my scooter, and then drove back, and I survived. And I would—I'm glad I did it, and I'll never do it again because it was terrifying. So
I can't top that one. I did get robbed today, though. My weekend review—that's always fun.
That is fun. We are just—they should play this podcast for the Nassau Bahamas Tourism Board. So wait, I obviously this is a big deal, and I'm not making a big deal because I. It is a big deal, but you told me off air what happened. Why don't you explain to everybody what happened?
Yeah, I went swimming. I got off of Nassau, and I went by myself because, you know, you're new on these ships. You're in and out. You're what's called a fly-on. You fly on, tell some jokes, and fly out. So I don't really know anybody, so I went by myself, went down to the water, took off my shirt, my wallet, and all that stuff, and somebody was kind enough to relieve me of all the pressures of my wealth. So yeah, somebody took my wallet and my cabin key and my cruise ID, and yeah, it took me a good 30 minutes to convince the police to let me back on the through the old dock. And they're like, you don't have any ID? And I'm like, no, that's what being robbed's about. They take your ID. And I was like,
oh, man.
You can Google me. I'm not famous, but you can definitely Google me if you want. And so that's what we did. So what a weird day. What a weird day.
Wow. So, sorry, buddy.
So it's fine. Yeah. Filled out police report, did all that. That was good. And
it sucks.
Back in business. I'm back on the boat.
Yeah. I've done the exact same thing several times.
Have you really?
Times.
Oh, man. So it was a frustrating day. So that was my week in review. That's what's going on with me. JJ's doing good. He, planning the trip to go see him, and that's imminent. My daughter's asking about him, trying to get her to go see him. It's always complicated, the sibling relationships, you know. How are you doing with Peter?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, she's old enough that she needs to start taking charge, though.
I agree.
I don't want to speak out of school, or it's none of my business, I'm sure, but, you know, she's not a kid anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
So how about Peter? How's he doing?
He's pretty good. I mean, there's no real change with Pete. He's same old thing. You know, he's doing fine. I think he's just lonely. I think I mentioned it before on the last episode. I think in a weird way, he does miss my mom's nagging. And, I told my mom that. And, I think deep down inside my dad laughed very hard. And my mom appreciated it deep down inside. She's like, oh, you know. So, but I talked to him. Since our last podcast recording, I've talked to him a couple times, and he has been in better spirits.
That's good.
He was on an uptick. I called him today twice, no answer. That's always a good sign. That means he's busy. He's not super lonely. So I know that he he messaged my uncle Bruce, and Bruce talked to him on the phone. Bruce is like a really expensive lawyer. His time's worth a lot of money, like probably thousands of dollars an hour. And my brother, no problem taking up like a full hour in the middle of his day talking about being bullied in high school.
Listen, money's an artificial construct. I get it. Your brother's like, exactly. Yeah, it's nothing. Who cares?
Exactly. So anyway, that's the week. That's my week in review. No big week in review. I'm sorry, it's not too exciting. But Peter goes up and down. He goes up and down, and that's the way it is, just like anybody else. Still trying to figure out some extracurricular activities. You know, it's just really frustrating, to be honest, that nothing has progressed. I wish I could be there to push things along. He hasn't. When I say nothing's progressed, I mean talking specifically about how he was supposed to join bowling and do archery, you know, and then he hurt his shoulder, so he couldn't do it. And then when his shoulder was supposed to be better, then we were going to start doing it. And he was supposed to have a volunteer help him from Live, Work, Play, but that never happened. And I just don't know what they're doing. And I wish I was there to help, but I'm not there. And I feel guilty. I feel guilty that I'm not there. And I wonder, you know, what the future is going to be like. Because my parents are, right now, they're on vacation, and it's sort of like a little bit of a, you know, they're not going to be around forever. You know, I really hope they will, and they're very healthy. But, and I've brought this up in the past, and this is sort of like, they're on vacation for a month, and it's sort of like a little bit of a snapshot into what the world might be for me in 20 years.
A little taste of your future,
even sooner, God forbid. Yeah. So it's just, I got to make it in comedy soon, man. I got to make it in
no
comedy
pressure.
Soon is all I'm saying.
This comedy's easy enough
and,
as it is.
let me ask you this, Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Should I, I'm going to be on a reality TV show.
Ooh,
on NBC.
That's great.
Filming. Yeah, we're going to be filming in April, and I don't know when it's going to air. I assume it's going to air a couple months after that. And it's like a Last Comic Standing reboot, but only with fewer comedians to start. I think they start with like around 50. And we're going to have like, it's going to be stand-up comedians against improv comedians against sketch comedians. So it's going to be sort of like a competition like that against comedy. But anyway, you know, they always want these backstories. Here's the point. They're always going to want these backstories. And I am wondering, what my backstory should I feel guilty for telling them about, like what I just said about my brother.
I don't think so. I think you're allowed to talk about your life and your hopes and dreams and fears, and that's a legitimate fear whether you talk about it or not. So excusing yourself and not talking about it doesn't get rid of that fear, doesn't alleviate it. So yeah, you're allowed to talk about your brother who you love very much and also you're very concerned for. So yeah, I think that's perfectly legitimate.
Yeah. Okay.
I auditioned for that show, didn't get it. If I had, I would talk about my son.
Right.
So,
right. Well, that makes me feel better and sad at the same time.
No, I mean, that to say, yeah, I wouldn't feel like I'm using him. I'm talking about my son, who I love very much. And, I think it's great. I think it's great. I think you're 100% allowed to talk about your brother. So... And honestly, if you move along a little bit, they'll interview him, and he would love to be interviewed. You know how he is; he'd ham it up.
My brother,
lean into the producer and be like, "I don't know if you've heard, but I'm on podcasts too, quite a bit."
Yeah.
Just puts one hand on her naked shoulder, like, "I don't know if you've heard, but I have a secret identity, just like Spider-Man. I'm also on podcasts."
Yeah.
Pete would love it. You kidding me? Pete would love it.
He would love it. He would tell everybody that His name's Peter K., just like Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yeah, start getting some fan mail. I think he'd be all on board for that.
Okay. That is something I've been struggling with. Like, shit. Am I being uncouth or I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a thin line. I get that. It's a thin line. I understand. Nobody wants to use their family, but at the same time, the producers want these backstories, and here's your story. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about it. I signed a giant contract. Obviously didn't read everything. I had a manager and lawyer go over it, so I know I'm completely screwed, but long story short, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I'm sure this podcast fine. It's fine rather. I will let you guys know more about that show coming up.
I like the implication that nobody's listening is what you're implying. That's funny.
I'm not implying that no one's listening. I just don't think that they're going to find out if I say it on this podcast.
Yeah, by the time I get around to editing this, the show will already be out and canceled. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to take you a while. I'm sorry, man. You lost. So you have to cancel your cards by C.
It's fun. Fun stuff. The joy, the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, theft.
I do that all the time when I'm on these ships. I put my wallet in my shoe, like a robber's not going to be able to figure that out. Like I'm a... They're going to be like, well, I guess he doesn't have a wallet. They're just never check the shoe. That's what we all do. Like we think that we've outsmarted them. And I've been lucky. I've just been super lucky. I do sometimes say, can you watch my stuff?
I should have said that to somebody. Yeah, I should have said that to somebody.
You should say it to somebody. Yeah. And if you're single, it's an excuse to talk to babes.
Or to creep people out who think it's a line. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, or to creep people out. Yeah, or to...
And that's
yeah.
why I didn't or say that, because I didn't want someone to think, yeah, so...
I know. Yeah, but I know. But you could just... You can just walk up to anybody. Who cares? Just like a nice family and be like, hey, guys, here alone, I'm just going to go for a swim. You mind watching my shoes? You know?
Yep.
And then you get a 50-something-year-old mother to defend you.
And while you're doing that, could you please rub this sunblock on my back? Nobody else wants to do this. Parts
well,
I can't reach.
That's not what I'm suggesting at all. Okay. Well, you know, since this has been such an uplifting episode, Kirk, I think it's time to get to the uplifting news. And because,
brutal segue. Brutal.
We like to balance the show. You know what I mean? So we talk a little bit about depressing stuff, and then we like to balance it out with something exciting and lighthearted. So I'm going to read this lighthearted article. In the news segment, it's out of the Desert News, coming out of Utah. The title of this article is University of Utah Study Finds Higher Suicide Risk in People with Autism. And that's
nothing
fun.
But
that is,
fun,
that's
uplifting
nice
news for us. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Why don't you read this one, buddy?
It's written by Lauren Bennett. Let's give it a go here. I'm going to read it this time because you're like literally on the high seas. And we'll try my reading voice out, even though yours is so good.
Oh, man.
I mean, you've got it honed, and you're a tough act to follow.
That's not true, but I appreciate the flattery. Hit it. You got this.
Yeah. No problem. Anyway, so we'll start. For most parents, noticing the subtle symptoms of mental health issues, like depression and anxiety, in their children can be difficult. For parents with autistic children, or children with autism, as I would say, it's almost impossible. What is the autism and what is depression? Asked Laura Anderson, former president of the Autism Council of Utah and mother of an autistic child. It is just a constant guessing game, and you're doing is trying to help your child or your young adult succeed, and all of a sudden they're in depression. Her son, Ty Anderson, 22, has autism spectrum disorder is nonverbal. He has limited receptive skills, violent tendencies, and does not engage with his surroundings. He was diagnosed with depression in high school, and Anderson said she thought he was happy-go-lucky when she said her son's psychiatrist, Deborah Blyder, told her, I think he's going through bouts of depression. Anderson was taken aback by the suggestion and asked for an explanation. Well, let's look at this, Anderson, remembered Builder telling her. When he goes into his room, when he lays under his covers, when he won't interact, I just figured he's tired, she said. I think he's struggling with depression. Ty Anderson was treated with medication since talk therapy doesn't work, Anderson pointed out, and his entire behavior has changed since treatment. I would never have known, she said, because his autism is all I know. Builder, who works for the University of Utah Neurobehavior Home Program, said this experience is common in parents of children with autism. I'm going to just cut out here for and just interject myself. The exact same thing happened to my family with Peter. My parents just thought that, you know, he was just a little maybe sad here or there, and then he went to see therapy, and they were like, no, he's depressed, and he has been on antidepressants, and he since has been much
That's
better.
Great.
Anyway, going back into
That's
the article,
great.
Depression is a challenge to identify in adults with autism because of their inherent part of the autism, we all know, blah, 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 we all know that. Builder, who's worked with people with autism for 15 years, helped author new research from the University of Utah, which found that over time, people with autism were at a higher risk to die from suicide compared to people without autism. The study is the first population-based study conducted in the U.S. On the topic of autism and suicide. For a long time, suicide ideality and suicide risk have not really thought about in autism, said Ann V. Kirby, primary author of the study and assistant professor at the U. And in the past few years, there's started to be more conversation in researchers and families. A Swedish study that analyzed causes of death in autism found suicide was more common cause of death in people with autism diagnosis than those without. This study is what Kirby said sparked the idea to look at suicide and autism in the U.S. Concerned parents in the autistic community also approached researchers about the topic, which Blyder said was another reason. These parents are amazing in what they do for their child, she said. They're so frustrated and can't access services for their kid. The 22-year-old retrospective U.S. study took most of its data from the Utah Registry of Autism and Developmental Disabilities, a suicide surveillance data collected by the Utah Office of Medical Examiner, spanning from 1998 to 2007. No significant differences between the suicides in the autism community and suicide in those without autism was found in the first 15-year period, but in the most recent 5 years of the time period studied, 2013 to 2017, data showed those with autism had a higher risk of suicide than those without autism. The research team found a 17% risk of suicide in those with autism compared to 11% of those without autism. Kirk, would you consider that a large jump, 6% difference?
Yeah, it's huge, right? It's not 6%. I mean, it's 70% larger, right? If you go from, what was it, 10 to 16?
That's true.
Yeah, it's almost double.
Yes.
Almost double the...
No, well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 10 to 17, is that what you said? Sorry.
Oh, sorry, it's not a 70. It's found a 0.17% risk of suicide in those with autism compared to a 0.11% in those without autism. My
0.7 versus 0.11. That's so it's six times as high. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's a lot higher. I thought that sounded high, but I wanted to get to it at the end. And yeah, that's I don't know. I think that's crazy high. I'll let you finish your article, and then I have some comments.
Okay. Here we go. While these results suggest slightly elevated risk, the author noted that she thinks it's slightly, Kirk, just a little side note. The authors noted that suicide is rare and is not necessarily a concern for all individuals with autism diagnosis, a news release on the study stated. Women with autism had about a 3 times higher risk of suicide than women with no autism diagnosis. And that's really interesting because females are much less likely to get an autism diagnosis and also much less likely than males to die from suicide. And so really, you would expect that there would be very few females with autism at risk for the suicide, Kirby said. But what we found was that the females who have autism diagnosis were dying from suicide at rates closer to the males, both with and without autism. According to Kirby, the future studies will look at the suicide attempts and suicide ideation of the autism community, as well as why those with autism are at risk to die from suicide. Let me just skip ahead here. She says, I think the research is important because it is an issue we just don't talk about in the community, Anderson said. You know, we always try to make things optimistic and hopeful and opportunistic about all of the wonderful things individuals with autism can do and their opportunities, but we don't address the mental health portion and the issue of suicide. Yeah, so what do you think, Kirk?
Well, I think that, you know, it feels like we're kind of, you know, we talked about suicide last week too with my buddy, my friend who passed. And so I don't want to get like on a specific kick where that's what we're talking about, but this is a real issue that you can't ignore. And you know, I feel like sometimes all of somebody's moods and behaviors get swept up under, oh, it's autism, when it could be autism and something else. It could also be depressed. It could also be. So I think it's important not to ignore it, especially as the kids, and by kids, I mean young adults, get older, like your brother's age. And yeah, so depression's a common thing that a lot of people struggle with.
I think, I would bet that it's one of the reasons is because it's remaining untreated. Parents don't know. If they should even be looking out for it, and it just becomes untreated, and then that would make sense why suicide would be higher, in my opinion. And so I would just say, if you have the resources, you know, maybe some sort of verbal therapy if possible, or just getting, just trying some medication here or there. I don't know. See a doctor.
Well, yeah. And I would say I would echo what your parents went through, where it's like just because the behavior is looks like depression, don't excuse it as, oh, it can't be depression, it has to be autism, when it clearly, if it looks like depression, it might be depression. So Captain Obvious here, but yeah, I wouldn't ignore those mm-hmm. signs and telltale signs. Yeah.
Well, Kirk, we're going to do a short episode this week.
Didn't happen.
No, it's but it's on the shorter
end. It's still
end.
A little short. You're right.
Whatever. We did it. We did another episode. Just keep a lookout for that. Keep a lookout for depression. And I guess that's the moral of this episode. Kirk, good luck with your wallet. And yeah, man. I don't know.
I didn't need it anyway.
It's just weighing you down. They did you a favor, man. Now you don't have sunglasses or a T-shirt or shoes or a hat, and now you got extra room for all of the souvenirs you're gonna buy.
All the concha shells I found in the ocean.
And all your shell necklaces that you love to wear so much.
Guys, check me out on Instagram, Facebook, Kirk Smith Comedy. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I will be in Australia, beautiful Australia, next week, barring any incidents of losing my passport or anything. I will be there the 14th, Perth, then Tasmania, then Sydney. Graham, what's going on with you?
I'm going to be at Rumors Comedy Club in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Ooh, baby.
Starting on it's going to be the first week of March, first weekend of March. It's starting on the 5th and coming back and then ending on the 9th. From the 5th to the 9th of March, everybody. So, yeah, come check me out. And I'll be at, follow me on Instagram, guys. Instagram K, Mr. Graham K on Twitter. And I'm on Facebook. Graham like the cracker and K like the jeweler, if you're thinking about the spelling. Could do that. And you can go to patreon.com. If you've been thinking about doing it, do it. Help us out. Just you in the back of your head, you'll know you'll be helping these two dumb idiots out, putting out this podcast. Patreon.com/autastic to donate to the Autastic Podcast. Patreon.com, patreon.com/autastic. Thanks, guys.
Guys, have a great week. You can do it.